It's a joy to see you in the Lord's house today, to worship Him in spirit and in truth. In our call to worship today, I want to draw your attention to Mark chapter 12, to just a few verses of Scripture, beginning at verse 35. And Jesus answered and said, while He taught in the temple, how say the scribes that Christ is the son of David? For David himself said by the Holy Ghost, the Lord said to my Lord, sit thou on my right hand till I make thine enemies thy footstool. David therefore himself calleth him Lord, and whence is he then his son? And the common people heard him gladly. I kind of dwelt on that phrase as I thought about what they were trying to do. The scribes were simply indicating that the Messiah was going to be a Jew. They were making the ethnic claim on the Messiah that he's not going to come from the Arabs, he's not going to come from the Europeans, he's not going to come from the Asians. He's going to be a Jew. And that's what they focused on. And that certainly was true. You know, it's an amazing thing. We're in the middle or the start of the Olympics. And an interesting thing this year, they're allowing each of the different nations to represent themselves with their own colors. Can anybody remember what everybody had to wear before? At previous Olympics, everybody had to wear white. Y'all had to be white. Everybody had to be white because it was the world gathering together. But now they're letting each one of the nations represent their national colors and things of that nature, which I think is a good thing because everybody has their own independence that way. I'm concerned about the egalitarian approach that we're seeing today in the world. We all have to be the same. Well, that's not the case. But here we see a picture here of the scribes saying he's going to be a Jew, and they were just reveling in the fact that the Messiah was going to have the ethnicity of a Jew. But what were they missing? They were missing the truth that He is God come in the flesh to deliver the Jew from their sin. No concern about that. No thought about that. It's just the fact He's a Jew. He's a son of David. Hooray! It's like us getting excited about when an American wins at the Olympics. I got excited last night when I watched one of our Olympians win in a swimming race. And one of our other Olympians had done well. The last one came in fourth place. That wasn't good. But, you know, there's a lot of pride in that. That's an American that's swimming the race. But let me tell you something, folks. You've got to rise above that when it comes to Jesus Christ. All right? It's not His ethnicity that we rejoice in. We rejoice in the fact that He is God come in the flesh. And I want you to notice there was only one group of people that seemed to get it. Did you notice that in verse 37? And the common people heard Him gladly. The intelligentsia went right over their heads. The educated, the scribes, the Pharisees, they had all reasoned with their educated minds that this is not about, you know, my sin. It's about the Messiah. He's a Jew. He's like us. We're proud. He's one of us. He's a rabbi. He's a teacher like us. But they missed the whole point. And the common people got it. Folks, it's interesting to me that when Jesus spoke, when He proclaimed His word, He communicated to the common person. He did not appeal to education. He did not appeal to the PhD. He did not appeal to those that had already reasoned and rationalized God out of their lives. He appealed to the common person that had a heart to hear. May God help us to have that same kind of heart. It doesn't mean that all the common people believed. It doesn't mean that they were the only ones saved and the intelligent people, the educated people, they were all lost. No, the point is this, that all you have to have is a heart to hear God's word. You need to park your belief systems, your concepts of understanding, your opinions at the door and just let God speak to your heart and you respond to His word. That's how Jesus communicated with the common people. And they gladly heard Him. Are you going to be glad to hear God's word today? Can it be said of this congregation as we leave today, it was good to be here and to gladly hear God's word? I trust that that's the case here and that we will respond with a hearing heart to the testimony of His Word.